Bitcoin ETFs pull in 192B, strongest week since the recovery U.S. spot. Bitcoin exchange-traded funds took in $192 billion in net inflows over the past week, their strongest weekly haul since the market began recovering, according to data flagged by Bitcoin Magazine on August 22nd. The full week figure closes out the partial run we covered earlier, when the funds had drawn $1.67 billion across 5 trading days. The timing lines up with a sharp move in the underlying asset. Bitcoin trades at roughly $76,938 as of August 22, down 0.9% on the day, but up 22.19% over the past 7 days, per CoinMarketCap. The weekly ETF number and the weekly price gain are pointing in the same direction, money moving back into regulated Bitcoin exposure as the recovery holds. The full week beats the midweek read. The $192 billion close is an escalation from the $167 billion 5-day figure, not a separate event. The extra $250 million came in over the back end of the week, which means demand did not fade into the weekend, the way it sometimes does, after a strong open. That continuation is the part worth watching. A front-loaded week where inflows stall by Thursday reads as a single burst of buying. A week that keeps adding through the close reads as broader participation. The funds have now strung together a stretch of net positive days, rather than the alternating in-and-out pattern that defined earlier months. When ETF flows swing between inflow and outflow day-to-day, it usually signals traders reacting to price rather than allocators building positions. A sustained week of inflows points more toward the latter. Greed is back on the sentiment gauge. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 76, firmly in greed territory as of August 22nd. That reading tracks with the 22% weekly move and the ETF flows, and it is a level that tends to invite caution as much as confidence. Sentiment near the top of the scale has historically preceded short-term pullbacks. So the same data that shows institutional buying also shows a market that has already priced in a good deal of optimism. The rest of the majors moved with Bitcoin over the week. Ether trades near $24.08, up 27.95% on the 7-day view. XRP is at 144, up 43.75% over the week, and Solana sits at $93.11, up 23.51%. The breadth of the move across large caps supports the read that this is a market-wide recovery rather than a Bitcoin-only bid. The read for spending and self-custody ETF inflows and card usage sit at opposite ends of the same asset. One is exposure you hold through a brokerage wrapper. The other is Bitcoin or stablecoins you actually spend. A recovery week that pushes the fear and greed gauge into greed is the kind of environment where holders start thinking about liquidity. And a crypto card is one way to spend a portion of a position without unwinding the whole thing through an exchange. For anyone weighing that, custody is the fork in the road. ETF shares are held for you by a custodian, and the same is true of most exchange-linked cards. If a custodial provider hits trouble, balances can be frozen, as the FTX and Wirex episodes showed. Cards that let you spend from your own wallet avoid that counterparty exposure, though they carry their own operational trade-offs. Neither the ETF flow number nor the price move changes that basic decision. One practical note on the price data itself. The figures here are a snapshot as of August 22. ETF flow numbers and spot prices both move fast, and a 22% weekly gain can compress or reverse quickly when sentiment is already reading as greed. Treat the $192 billion as a closed weekly print, not a running total.